Engaging presentations on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Brothers and sisters, welcome to our time of prayer and scripture. Pro-life leader Frank Pavone here. We're going to delve into the Word of God, put ourselves in His presence, and hopefully give you the inspiration for today that you need, and also pray for you. Feel free to leave prayer intentions in the comments as you wish. Let's delve into the presence of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, as we come before you to pray, we both repent and forgive so that our relations with others might be a stepping stone to coming into your presence and not an obstacle. Grant that we might live today the newness of life that we have in the risen Christ as a result of our faith and baptism. Make us fruitful branches on the vine. Make us grow in holiness today. And may we serve your kingdom. And may we serve the unborn. We pray through Christ our Lord. Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Stephen, filled with grace and power, was working great wonders and signs among the people. Certain members of the so-called synagogue of freedmen, Cyrenians and Alexandrians and people from Cilicia and Asia, came forward and debated with Stephen. But they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he spoke. Then they instigated some men to say, "We have heard him speaking blasphemous words against Moses and God." They stirred up the people, the elders and the scribes, accosted him, seized him, and brought him before the Sanhedrin. They presented false witnesses who testified, "This man never stops saying things against this holy place and the law. For we have heard him claim that this Jesus the Nazarene will destroy this place and change the customs that Moses handed down to us." All those who sat in the Sanhedrin looked intently at him and saw that his face was like the face of an angel. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. It's unbelievable. The pattern of those who persecute the people of God is the same throughout the centuries, throughout the millennia. I'm going to go to the book of the prophet Jeremiah. I'm reminded of a passage there in chapter 20. The persecution of the prophets, and the prophet speaks. Even when he feels like he wants to stop speaking, the word of God is burning within him. It doesn't let him stop. And then, verse 10 in chapter 20, "I hear many whispering, terror on every side. Denounce him." This is the prophet speaking the word of God, and the enemies want to denounce him. "Let us denounce him, say all my close friends, watching for my fall. Perhaps he will be deceived, then we can overcome him and take our revenge on him." What did the Pharisees constantly try to do to Jesus when asking him certain questions, paying the taxes to the emperor or not? Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? What did they always try to do? The Gospels tell us time and again, they tried to trap him in his speech. The tongue is a powerful thing. Letter of St. James has a well-known passage about this. A little rudder that guides a big ship, a little spark that can set a forest fire ablaze. The tongue should be used for praising and glorifying God, and yet we use it to attack our neighbor. And the attacks on the prophets, the attacks on this, the first martyr, St. Stephen, that we're reading about in Acts 6 today, are all the same. Use the tongue. Notice Jeremiah says his friends. Beware of the tongues of the people who are closest to you. And then Jesus Christ himself, the plot to kill Jesus. Mark chapter 14, let's read starting in verse 53. You're going to see the pattern here. I want you to notice one word that's the same in these accusations of St. Stephen that is used here in accusing Jesus. Listen to the passage and then I'll point it out. They led Jesus to the high priest. All right, once again, you see, whether it's Jesus or whether it's Stephen, they're brought before the religious authorities who have gone astray. They led Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes came together. And Peter had followed him at a distance right into the courtyard of the high priest. And he was warming himself at the fire. Now the chief priests and the whole council were seeking testimony against Jesus to put him to death. But they found none. Let me pause there. They had tried to trap Jesus in his speech. When they couldn't do that, because he always answered well, they tried to find others to do what? To speak falsely. Denounce, let us denounce him. As Jeremiah says. We go on, verse 56. Many bore false witness against him. But their testimony did not agree. And some stood up and bore false witness against him. See, it wasn't just the whip flogging Jesus. It wasn't just the crown of thorns or the nails in his hands and his feet. It was the words. The words are being used as weapons. The enemy does this all the time, liars that they are. The words are used as weapons. They bore false witness against him, saying, "We heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another not made with hands.'" Isn't that amazing? They talk against Stephen, and they said, "He claims Jesus the Nazarene will destroy this place." Of course, Jesus was talking about the temple of his body. "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it up in 3 days." But both in the case of the false witnesses against Jesus and the false witnesses against Stephen, they use that particular word of Jesus. The reading goes on. Yet even about this, their testimony did not agree. And the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus, "Have you no answer to make? What is it that these men testify against you?" But he remained silent and made no answer. Again, the high priest asked him, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?" Jesus said, "I am. And you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven." And the high priest tore his garments and said, "What further need have we of witnesses? You have heard his blasphemy. What is your decision?" And they all condemned him as deserving death. He wasn't condemned for the good deeds he did. He was condemned for the true words he spoke. So was Stephen. They couldn't refute him in debate. War of the tongue. And what did they accuse Stephen of? The same thing they accused Jesus of, the same thing they will accuse us of in various ways. Blasphemy. "We have heard him," the reading today says, "speaking blasphemous words." Jesus, "Are you the Son of the Blessed One?" "I am." "You heard him, he committed blasphemy." I know what that feels like, to be accused of blasphemy when you've never uttered a single blasphemous word. I've got a lot of sins just like all of us, but blasphemy, I can tell you, is not one of them. Never once in my life have I committed blasphemy. And yet here I am as someone who has endured this unjust penalty from the Vatican. "Oh, we're going to throw him out of the priesthood." And what do they say to the public? And believe me, their ignorance is on full display. "Oh, yeah, for blasphemous social media posts. I have committed a blasphemous social media post in my life. But there it is, blasphemy. You know what they consider blasphemy? My criticism of Joe Biden, because for so many of them, he's their God. God forbid we speak a bad word about the Democrats or the baby-killing, America-destroying, truth-hating, incompetent, border-destroying, economy-destroying, poor excuses for a leader that our country currently has. That's blasphemy. There you go. And what it does is, of course, is that it distorts and cheapens the actual meaning of blasphemy, which is to deny God his characteristics. To deny that Jesus is God, for example, would be blasphemy. To say that God is unfair, that God is weak, or that God hates us. Words about God that contradict the character of God. This is blasphemy. But what else does the other side have? What really does the other side have in the face of truth himself in Jesus Christ speaking and saying, I am God? Or St. Stephen bearing perfect witness to him and defending the truth? Or for the rest of us. See, it's our words that drive them crazy. Because words are powerful. The message, the teaching of the truth attracts the hearts of men and women everywhere. Why? Because we were made according to the truth. The truth is what made us, created us. Remember, how were we created? God spoke, and it came to be. Why is the tongue, why are words the tool here that are used to condemn Jesus to death, to condemn Stephen to death? Why is it words? Because that's God's first tool. And why do they accuse us of blasphemy? Because our words are indeed reflecting God. So the devil, the liar that he is, inspires many others to lie about us. And what do they have to do? They have no choice. They have to put it in the category of blasphemy because they have to make it the exact opposite of what we are doing. When we speak the truth, whether it's Jesus speaking the truth, claiming to be divine, whether it's Stephen speaking the truth, showing and refuting the naysayers that, yes, Jesus is the Christ, or whether it's us proclaiming that because Jesus is the Christ, we can't kill babies and we can't vote to kill babies, because all of that is honoring God, is praising God. All those words are worshiping God. Not only that, those words are attracting others to worship God, to acknowledge Christ, to defend life, to realize abortion is wrong, to vote pro-life. All these things are of God. And so the enemy, listen, when you hear the enemy speaking against you, accusing you of blasphemy, and whatever other way they want to cloak their ridiculous accusations, know that whatever they say against you is exactly what they are doing. It's one of the reasons I do my daily diary segment, and hopefully you watch it each day, priestforlife.org/daily-diary. It is because transparency is one of the essential tools of fighting these false witnesses. I'd like to see their daily diary. Show me what you're doing every day, every hour of the day, every day without exception, leisure as well as work. Tell me what you're doing. Because people love to criticize, but it's like, let's put their lives under a microscope now and then. Blasphemy, interesting, right? Stephen and Jesus alike, you and me. Let's be wise to what the other side does. Let's be wise to the enemy, and let us continue with our tongue, which for us is an instrument of virtue, not of calumny and detraction and slander but of virtue, not of blasphemy, but rather of praising and worshiping God, let us never cease speaking. Speak louder. The more they criticize you, the more they accuse you of blasphemy, the more they bring false witnesses against you. Listen, do good and let the birds sing, St. John Bosco used to say. It's going to be a lot of noise around you. If you listen and you get distracted and you feel you have to go down rabbit trails, for every bit of noise launched against you, terror on every side, Jeremiah said, all around me. My friends even are saying, denounce, let us denounce him, let us trap him. They try to trap Jesus in his speech. If you had to go responding to every one of these things, well then, that's all you'd be doing. You wouldn't get the good done that God has planned for you to do. I can tell you for my part, that good is going to get done. There's no power on this earth that is ever going to deter me. Oh, they've tried. Distract him from his pro-life work. Get him off the track. Get him to stop being a pro-life leader. He can't lead Priests for Life. Stop. Nice try. Not going to work. And it's not going to work against you either. Let's be strong, brothers and sisters, stronger than ever, and joyful in proclaiming with our tongues the praise and worship of the God of life. Amen. Jesus, we proclaim you today. We renew our commitment to do as Isaiah said and cry out full-throated and unsparingly, pointing out to the house of Israel their sins, pointing out the way of salvation. We commit ourselves again with our tongues to do what you yourself told us, Lord Jesus, what you hear in the dark, proclaim from the rooftops. The rooftops await us. The rooftops are open for business. We are ready to ascend to them, stand on them, and open our mouths. Lord God, you and your earthly ministry healed people of the mute spirit. You drove out the mute spirit, the spirit that kept the tongues of people silent. It's because you swept away the cowardice that keeps us silent. Your apostle Paul said, the spirit God has given us is no cowardly spirit, but one of boldness, power. When you sent your Holy Spirit, you sent that spirit, and it was not by accident, as tongues of flame that did what? Lord Jesus, you sent tongues of flame that enabled those apostles and other disciples to speak, to preach. And when those apostles preached at Pentecost, it was a miracle of communication. Everyone heard them in his or her own language. You give speech to the tongue. You bless the tongue when it praises you and relates the powerful works of your kingdom. Today, whether it is speaking up directly for you or speaking up for your unborn children, may our tongues be more vigorous and strong than ever before. Lord God, we pray now in your mighty name, Lord Jesus, stop the tongues of the deceitful. Stop the tongues of the false witnesses, the detractors, the denouncers who accuse us of blasphemy when the only ones guilty of blasphemy are them. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for keeping us on the path of truth. Now we pray and we intercede for all those who are watching, for all the prayer intentions that have been left for us, for our nation in this election, for all the health of all the sick, and for the end of abortion in America and worldwide. We sum up our prayers in offering now the prayer you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We pray to our Heavenly Mother, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. God bless you, friends. Thanks for joining me. Remember, there's some people only you can reach. Bring them in to watch these programs. Let them know about these programs. And keep following all our work and all our broadcasts, and we will speak to you soon.
Hello, this is Abby Johnson of Unplanned the Movie. You know me as a longtime supporter of Priest for Life and of Father Frank Pavone. And I just want to encourage you, as someone who knows of the great work of this organization, please continue to stand strong. Please continue to support this mission. It is so needed now more than ever. Thank you so much for all of your support.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.